Of the many ways God is described, I love Peter's description of him as the guardian of your souls. What more could any of us want than to have God as the guardian of our souls? Listen to Peter's words in 1 Peter 2:25. You were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. When writing about this attribute in my book, Pray with Purpose, Live with Passion, I discovered that the word guardian is translated from a Greek word that means an overseer, a man charged with the duty of seeing that things done by another are done rightly. I'm glad God is the guardian of my soul, aren't you? Lord, thank you for being the guardian of our souls. This is Debbie Taylor Williams with 365 Days of Praise.